Dreamscape presents The Best Laid Plans by Lynn Schnernberger. Copyright 2010 by Lynn Schnernberger. This audiobook was produced with permission of Random House. Read by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. The Party to End All Parties. Are the marzipan mummies too much? Anxiously, I look around the Temple of Dendur. The 2,000-year-old ancient Egyptian pantheon reconstructed brick by brick in the Metropolitan Museum of Art that we're turning into a party room tonight for New York's rich and famous. The setting seems appropriate. Diane von Furstenberg, Mayor Bloomberg, P. Diddy, and all of my darling investment banker husband Peter's well-heeled clients should feel right at home among the statues of Cleopatra, King Tut, and the powerful sun god Ra. Although I'm hoping they don't read too much meaning into the temple's wall paintings of vultures. Tea candles flicker, and the faux topiary letters spelling out the reason for tonight's fundraiser, Race Against Global Warming, are flawlessly clipped and placed. My nightmares about them being lined up in the wrong order and reading Car Angst Glob War, or, in the worst of my delusional anagrams, Warm Labia Girl, were nothing more than the product of a too fertile imagination. Or Ambien. A platoon of black-clad junior volunteers swirl around the ballroom with impeccably calligraphed place cards. I've spent months agonizing over the seating arrangements, but Rosie O'Donnell's last-minute RSVP is throwing everyone into a tizzy. I knew that Hulk Hogan didn't like her, but now that the readers of Parade magazine have voted Rosie America's most annoying celebrity, I have to worry about not seating her next to any of them, and the magazine has over 30 million readers. And then there's the marzipan. Each of the 80 intimate tables for six has been swapped.